Detroit, Michigan. I'll be there Friday, November 8th at the Magic Bag. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be there Saturday, November 9th at the Parkway Theater. Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, November 15th and 16th at Comedy on State. And Portland, Oregon. I'll be at the Aladdin Theater Saturday, November 23rd. Get your tickets to those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler. You know Ryan Sickler on all your social media and ryansickler.com. Look, thank you for your support of this show. I'm starting this episode like I start them all, or whatever you support that I do. But this show is so much fun. It is so, it's therapeutic to get nostalgic, go back down, you know, memory lane with my guest and see all their old childhood photos and stuff like that, see where they came from, how they lived and all that stuff. So if you're just listening, I'm telling you, go watch these episodes. They're really fun to do. And come see me on tour. If I'm in your town, when you're around, all tickets are available at ryansickler.com. All right, guys. Very excited to have this guest here in the Way Back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Ray, welcome to the Way Back.
What up, Ray? Thanks for having me. Long
Promote
time
it all.
Listener. Okay, great.
Look, I don't want to forget.
Get it
no,
going.
I don't want to hustle you. I just
Danny
want
Hollywood
you to
over
sure.
here. All right. DH, so AdamRayComedy.com for all my tour dates. I'm on tour right now through November. Dr. Phil live shows are on my YouTube channel, Adam Ray Comedy. My special, like and subscribe. It's out right now on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Like and subscribe my special, third special filmed at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. The podcast is about last night. You can see me in the movie Jackpot, starring John Cena on Amazon. And again, come on, see me on the road, AdamRayComedy.com. We had a show in New York. We got Chicago, Boston, Florida, Philly, Columbus for the first time, all on AdamRayComedy.com. And I'll see you on the road. Ryan?
Back to you. I always try to start these episodes with if you've ever sat in this back seat or if you ever knew anyone. And I think you said before we started, Princess is out. Your mom have one?
Like, well, that was a heavy plug. I'm out of here. We get it, dude. You travel. My mom drove an 88 maroon station wagon.
Do you remember what kind?
Oof. If you can, I want to say Oldsmobile or Mer. Is there one that starts with an M? Yeah, right there. Boom. That was our car. That was our fucking car. Get it in the back, open it up, boom.
Bro.
Wow, I miss that car. A lot of memories are flooding back. Wow, I'll give you one memory right off the bat. Sitting in the back with my buddy Colin Eisler, shout out. My mom's driving us over to Collins to hang out. We had spent the night at my place, and now we're double dipping and going back to his pad for a day.
That's
hang.
Tight.
That's a 48-hour factory of fun. And we're going back to Collins' house. And why this story matters is Colin was living in a two-parent household. More toys, more money.
More love.
More love, more fun. And Colin more love. So funny.
Twice the love.
Twice
in that
the
house,
love, dude,
bro.
And twice the ability to go to Toys R Us more than once a year. And so Colin had some sweet ass toys, man. And he had toys that just I hadn't seen.
Like what? Do you remember any that stand out?
I had a few Ninja Turtle figurines, but Colin had the Ghostbusters Proton Pack. That's a big deal.
The backpack?
The backpack
thing?
And the pack that you roll out. Yeah. Boom.
That thing?
Yep.
He had this.
Yep. He had this. The backpack, he had the thing that you open up the...
it's got the
this was... I mean, Ghostbusters was huge.
Oh, man.
And the cartoon was out. I mean, he had Ninja Turtle outfits. We could dress up as turtles. He had every video game system. He had figurines from everything. He had with He-Man stuff. He had like the He-Man lair. He had Skeletor's lair. He had, for Ninja Turtle toys, he had the sewer, but he had Krang's... Fucking nobody has Krang's lair. He had Krang's lair. And so I'm over at Collins.
I don't even know what that one
it's
is.
A fucking, there. I mean, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
That thing?
Yeah. Well, that was the Ninja Turtles. That was where they lived. But there was basically the Krang, the thing that he's in. They're right there. Yeah. There we go. He had that thing that Krang came in. And there was another separate thing you could buy. There was also the Ninja Turtle van. Anyway, Colin had everything. And we're over there playing. And and I'm getting ready to go back home. Colin's mom is going to drop me off. And I'm a big kid. Okay. This is peak fat Adam. I'm like, you know, this is the time when my basketball coach called me Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar.
Ah, oh, dude, did he really?
Okay. He didn't. I guess I'm forgetting a solid chunk.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
If this, you did that shit today, bro, you would be banned from the league.
Oh, you'd be. Oh, dude. I remember we played this all-black team from Everett.
Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar.
He was like, you're the most delicious defender of all time. And that's I was terrible. Running up and down. I had just terrible. I just hit a jump hook to put us up six. And I'm like, dude, ice cream is in everyone's future. And I hear a dad of the opposing team because I had dropped, no joke, I'd probably dropped 26, 8-5. And this team was heavily favored. It was myself, my boy Brian Hildebrand, and Evan Hatch that were kind of the fucking Ku Coach Pippen and Jordan of our team. And we were going to win the championship of this fucking tournament. And I hear one of the dads of the opposing team as I'm jiggling up down the court. Man, that fat motherfucker's killing us. Yep. And I put two and two together and go, I think he's talking about me. As I'm running down court and fucking titties are bobbing me in the face. I'm like, I think that's me. I think I've filled the stat sheet with a double-double. I'm definitely crushing a double-double post-game. By the way, if you want to find young fat Adam during that time, YouTube Adam Ray Quick Fat Basketball. There it is. You got two of them.
Let's see it right
I got
here.
One in volume two.
Look at him.
Watch. Look
That's
at this
you
kid.
Right yep. there?
Dude, look that at this shit. What killed. The fuck? Oh, look yeah. at that. And one. Oh, look at the pump fake. And Ray to the hoop. He's getting donuts for sure tonight.
This
jiggle, jiggle, bounce.
Kids, what did he say?
This fat motherfucker's killing us. This was two games before that championship.
Look at old Buckets over here. Look at that. Just
driving. Dude, just driving, dude. Just fucking. I mean, look at this one. Look at this. Travel.
Little carry there. That's all right. Buckets. Oh, here he goes. ISO.
Look at this one.
Fat
Look at this shot.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, this is a championship game. That was a championship game.
To yell motherfucker yeah. to a whole gym of kids, yeah. too.
Look at that kid, by the way.
Yeah.
Plugs his Instagram at the end of his fat highlights.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. So Colin Eisler and I played basketball and baseball. And I'm going back home. My mom's picking me up. And why is my size matter for the story? Well, because I wore bigger clothes, bigger starter jackets, bigger sweatshirts, bigger hoodies. I've got more room, right? Sometimes they were a little bigger and they weren't, you know, when you were a big kid, I didn't wear a something that was fitted still. So it was an XL was, I still had a little bit of room to breathe. And I, for whatever reason, I'm going back home and I'm like, I had a blast playing with you, Colin, but I had more fun playing with your toys. And I don't want it to end. So I'm going to take a few. I'm going to take a few of your toys.
You
I didn't
told
say
them?
No. Oh. No. This is a conversation I had with myself in right. the mirror in the bathroom. You're stealing his toys. I've never. Now, look, did I steal stuff from Albertsons when I worked there through high school? Yeah, dude. Film, deodorant, bread, cakes, you name it. I took it. And then they put in cameras and they caught me 2 weeks before I moved to LA and they fired me.
Hold on, did they really?
Yeah.
What did you get caught stealing?
Oh, man. Film. I was in the customer service booth and my buddy came in from a Europe trip. And
Shit, we don't even have anymore.
Yeah, dude.
Cost you
know when
job.
They would come develop the film?
Yeah.
And I let him do panoramic, CD-ROM, everything. And he put down a coupon and I go, $239. I go, look at you with the savings. This was like $500 worth of film. And they had me on like nine different cameras at that point. They had just installed them 2 weeks before I moved to LA. And I was a star valued employee. My boss, Dan Boyle, who used to call boobs fun bags, he was like 80. And he would like, he was like, look at the fun bags on that gal. And I was like, I don't know if you could say that, but I'm going to laugh because you're my boss. And then I go into his office and he just pulls up a video of me stealing, handing the film to my buddy and like charging up and like laughing. I mean, I wasn't even discreet about it. And he just shows me the video and he goes, you recognize that guy? And I go, I think that's, was that John?
Is
that?
Yeah.
Just trying to, and then he just goes, he goes, God damn it, man. He goes, you're out of here in 2 weeks. I go, you got to fire me, huh? He goes, yeah. I was like, what about fucking Rob and produce, who's always being really perverted with the produce? Old women would come in, and this guy named Rob worked in the produce. I would literally walk, come in from collecting carts. This was 98 to 2001 when I worked at Lake Forest Park Albertsons. And I'd walk in and he'd be like holding melons and there'd be a couple old ladies and he'd be going like this.
To him.
Yeah, to him. And they'd be laughing it up. And there was a woman named Mary in the bakery who was old and hunched over. And she'd always go, we got warm French bread if you want it. And I was like, I love warm French bread. She's like, I know you do. Never knew what that meant. And then there was a girl in the service deli. I won't say her name, but she was the first person I hooked up with at a place of work. Got a hand job from her. And then she used to
always. In the store?
Nope, in her car. Oh. And then she used to always.
And she's in there slicing our meat.
She was slicing.
This bitch is handling.
She gave me a hand job with the meat gloves. She had a crush on me. I'm 17. She's 24. And she used to always.
I'm touching cold meat all day, Adam. Let me warm that meat up for you.
It was gross. And she.
She smelled like turkey.
She would always. Everything did. She never showered. But I was hooking up. And she would always hook me up with potato salad and mac salad every day whenever I wanted it. I'd walk by. I'd say something charismatic. We'd flirt. She'd stiff arm customers to slide over a tiny cup of potato salad. And we hooked up. And then she like wanted to date. And I was like, I'm 17. And also, wait, what?
You're 37. Yeah. Come on,
and
Linda.
She did not take. She was just like, and then she called me and I didn't like to do. So I was just like, I don't think we, I was like, I'll, you know, and then I never forget it. Like I didn't call her back for like maybe a couple weeks and I see her and I walk up and I go, hey, let me get mind if I get a cup of that world famous macaroni salad? And she just goes, it's going to be a minute.
It's going to be $2.69. Yeah.
The days of free mac salad are behind
it's
us.
It's over, bro.
So anyway, so I'm outside Colin Isler's house with.
Yeah, what do you have in your jacket?
Oh,
your oversized
man.
Jacket.
Great question, Ryan. This is why you're the host. 4 figurines.
Holy shit. Like Ninja Turtle ones?
Oh, no, Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, a couple He-Man in there. 4 figurines. Man, a proton pack.
Nuh-uh.
He had 3 proton packs.
How do you... You got it under the jacket?
Hey, man. Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar had a big fucking Seattle Mariners 94 starter jacket that had a lot of room. It was either that one or I had a Charlotte Hornets one, too. There you go. Yeah, right there. Boom.
So this is what you got on.
Yeah. And what I'm doing is I have all the toys inside. There might have been a Ninja Turtle doll, too. He had a Steve Urkel doll. Shout out to my boy Jaleel. But yeah. I didn't take that because I was like... He deserves
was
to keep that.
Was that a pull string? Did I do
pull
that?
Pull string? Did I do that? Got any cheese? Man, the worlds I would put together. I used to have Urkel visit the Ninja Turtles lair. He-Man would show up. They'd do bumps of coke off of my sister's My Little Pony ponies. So here's me with a proton pack, 4 figurines, and maybe a Ninja Turtles doll. They had like life-size ones. Again, 2-parent household, extra income. His dad was a colonoscopy doctor. And what was my friend's name again?
Was
Colin.
But, oh, it's Colin.
Put that together real quick.
Nah.
Colonoscopy
did he
dollar.
Do that?
That was the rumor.
Was it spelled like Colin?
That was a rumor around Lake Forest Park Elementary, was that his colonoscopy dad named him
Colin, basically.
Yep. So I'm outside. I got all the toys under the jacket, and I kind of fold the jacket over. And in my head.
Oh, you're carrying the jacket.
So I go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm not feeling well. And he goes upstairs to get some snacks, and I don't know. They're just waiting for me. Hugs.
Two hugs.
To get 2 hugs. Oh, my God.
From 2 different people.
From 2 different people. Oh, my God. He got a hug upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
And so
and you're in a bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom just pulling off hopefully the greatest toy heist of Shoreline Washington's greater area. And I put them all under my jacket, and I decide I'm going to fold the jacket over so that I'm going to kind of lean forward, and I'm going to commit to the idea that I've got a stomach ache that is taking me down. So I'm going to be hunched over. I literally, this is honestly, put this shit on my acting reel. This is probably the best to date performance I've ever put on, up to a point. I'm leaned over. I open the door. I have to kind of like open it like that and kind of kick the door open because I can't. If I let an arm up, guess what? All the toys are going to come rushing out of the jacket. So I'm holding it over like this, and I walk out to the car. They were outside. They're going to meet you at the car. Walk outside. Goodbye, Mr. Eisler. Goodbye. Hope you didn't steal any toys.
This is a good family. They're meeting you outside.
Meet me outside.
See you off.
Yeah, see me off. thanks for coming to play at our house. You really bring a lot when you come over here. You eat all the fucking food in the fridge.
Does he say that stuff?
No. He wasn't fat shaming.
You had a lot of people fat shaming.
I had some fat shaming dads, but he was great band name. But he was the one that was a little more like, you know what? I like dipping Pop-Tarts and Cool Whip too. You know, he would like try to like be like, it's okay. You know, it's fun to share bras with your mom. And so I'm outside and mom and Colin are at the van and I walk up with a jacket and I literally walk up and I'll never forget. Like it was a long walk from, you went like downstairs and they were outside the garage. The van was out front. So I walk down the stairs and walk, van's in the driveway, and walk towards them. And they're both standing at the car. Like if you're filming this in a movie, you're behind me and then you're like, you're slowly zooming in on them standing in front of the van waiting, arms crossed for the mom because we're just late. And then Colin's waiting like, man, well, maybe we can play next weekend too. Hell yeah, man. And I'm like walking slow and I'm leaning over. I'm like, oh, and then I go, okay, now I need to start. I'm leaning over. So I need to start committing to why, what's going on. So I just start going, and she's like, are you okay? I go, I think it was your cooking. Oh, I think your cooking sucks. You know, I don't remember what I said. I said something about something I had that made me, you know, we had sandwiches or something. So I was like, I don't think something well. The sandwich isn't sitting well. Oh, I have a stomachache. I feel so bad. I think I'm going to throw up. Oh my God, you want to go back inside? No, that's the worst idea. No, let's go. Let's just get in the car. Take me home, you know? And I'm like hunched over and she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I think I got her. And I go, open the door. Please open the door. Colin opens the door and I start to get in. And I'm like leaned over and I'm like, fuck, I did it. I can't believe I did it. Now I'm just going to have to sit there. Hopefully the mom doesn't hit any speed bumps so that the toys rub up against each other and make that plastic noise. And hopefully the proton pack doesn't like, there's a thing on it.
Start catching ghosts.
Well, there's a button you can press that makes the flaps open. So I was like, I don't need any sort of a, no toy noise.
Where they trap it. You talk about when they're trapping the ghost.
Like that can go off. So they're all under here. And I had somehow positioned them to where it was fit perfectly. It was the perfect puzzle. And I'm walking into the van, about to step up, a little step-up van, and his mom just goes.
His mom.
Yeah. His mom stops me, and I'm like this. And I just go, whoop. And she goes, give me your arm for a second. And I go, what? And she goes, why are you holding your stomach so tight? And I go, I said I have a stomach ache. And she goes, put your arms up for a minute. And I go,
no.
I go, I really don't want to. I don't feel well. If I put my arms up, I'm going to throw up. I tried to like, you know, spiral. This is really fucking embarrassing. And at the time, and now who cares, you know, and I'd steal them again. And she, I'll go back with my kids and do it. And so she takes both my arms and just holds my arms up. And you cannot. I'll never be able to unhear the sound of slow-mo figurines just falling out of that starter jacket. Fucking Alonzo Mourning and Muggsy Bogues are like, you fucked up. And just boom, boom, boom. And then proton pack, boosh. Oh. And I look down and I look up at
Colin. No wonder my stomach hurts so
You're so funny because, and this is why I think I knew I was going to be a comedian. I look down at the toys and then look at them and go, and just continue to commit to the stomachache. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I knew it was something. Exactly. And then she goes, come on, let's go. And she picks up the toys and she goes, I don't believe it. Which is a.
And your mom's standing there too.
No. This is in their driveway.
Oh, they're taking you back home.
So now I got the walk of shame and the drive of shame.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no. And Colin just looked at me and he goes, oh, man, why were you taking my toys? And I was like, you got cool toys, man. I didn't have anything to say
other
than.
You got two parents.
You got two parents, man. Do you really need all these? You know, you could buy these tonight if you wanted to. Target's down the street.
What did the mom do?
I haven't even been to Target, huh?
What did the mom do?
I'm
Were you allowed to hang out again? And stuff?
It was a while. It was a while. And to be honest, I don't know if
She's
I actually
like,
did go back.
We're missing some cutlery too. Okay, so I don't really know what's going on.
I had a Ginzu knife I ordered just last week.
Got two cereal bowls missing. What the fuck's this kid taking?
My wedding ring was right here.
Oh, that is the worst. Yeah. That you had to ride back.
Yeah. But
did she tell your mom, or did you have to tell your mom?
Oh, she told. I went right inside, and then she just. Yeah, I knew because usually the drop off is you just get out of the car and run up to here. But she parked and got out of the car.
You saw that.
I'm going to go say hi to your mom real quick. Shit. You don't have to. She's probably busy. Now I'm going inside. In fact, I'm going around the back just to make sure I get in.
Oh,
and dude. But the back seat was, and Colin, by the way, haven't talked to him in a hot minute, but saw him in Seattle. He's a real talented musician. And we reminisced about that maybe 3-4 years ago. But why I brought that story up is we would have the best times in the back because he was a big toy. Some of my friends were video games. Some were just real active kids. We were active too. We play, you know, backyard baseball and go down to the elementary school and play basketball a lot. But he was a good toy friend. We're like, we'd take all these toys, but we like both had big imaginations. And so that was really fun to play with. We do Ghostbuster shit. We do, like, I was always big on that too. You know, I mean, when I was in preschool, I was one of the few kids that they had a big treasure chest of like jackets and hats and fake mustaches in preschool. And I was like one of two kids that would like put on all these things and pretend to do and be do voices. Mm-hmm. And cause I just love to pretend. Right. But that back of the, of my mom's Oldsmobile was awesome. Colin didn't sit back there for quite some time after that. But you know what? We just fucking went to the bullpen and brought in a friend with less toys, but a fuller glass for life. That story is probably my lowest, I'd say, as a kid stealing toys from your friend. But when I was eighth grade, my mom and I moved into a separate neighborhood. I guess growing up in Seattle, the weather is conducive to, here we go. Yeah, there's a great picture. This is mom and sister and me looking like a model for TDK. I mean, could those shorts go any higher?
Man, I forgot about TDK.
Yeah.
We had so many TDK cassette tapes back in the day.
We were a fanny pack family. And my mom had just, split from my dad. And she's like, we're going to Disneyland. And there we go. My sister looks like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's happening there. She just got her glamour shots. She's trying to figure it out. I'm holding on to a bag of clear snacks or something. We had those autograph books where you get all the characters' autographs.
Yeah.
My mom's a rock star. Shout out to Puddin. She was just like, we're going to fucking Disneyland. You know, dad's out, Goofy's in. And so we go down there. We're having a good time. And this is at a time where I'm, just starting to kind of, you know, maybe have crushes on girls and stuff too. This is like 11, 12 maybe. And
is that, your name written down there in your
holy
short?
Holy shit. Where the fuck did that picture come from? Is that, where? What am I doing? Look at that. Oh my God. But look at that shirt. Oh, I missed that shirt.
What are
you
eating there? What is in your hand? Can we see?
By the way, I can't even see. Yeah. How do we just know, assuming that something's getting chomped on? What am I doing? Am I holding the sword from Sword in the Stone? I think I'm leaning in the back of this cafe, like in the corner, and I'm trying to act cool. My mom was probably, look cool. And I like lean back and put my chin down. Anyway, you can see my autograph book right there.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Your autograph book. I thought you had candy in your hand.
But I mean, I'm sure I do.
Is that your name written down there? Is that your middle school shorts?
No, those are Jordan shorts too.
Oh, they are.
And then I got a Fantasmic t-shirt. RIP, they just got rid of that dragon because it caught on fire.
What?
That's nobody cares about that fact, but that's true. The Fantasmic dragon had been there for like 50 years and just caught on fire.
Disney World or Land?
Disneyland, yeah. Okay. We couldn't afford World. But so I'm in eighth grade and started to kind of have crushes on kids. And again, we grew up in this area where summertime in Seattle, I don't know how it was in Maryland, but like once the weather got nice, everyone's outside all the time. And it's light
all
out till about 9, 10 p.m.
Yep.
And I lived in this area called Turtle Rock because there was a turtle painted rock at the top of the neighborhood. Cul-de-sac. You go down the hill. There's houses on your right and your left. And then there's cul-de-sacs, like 3 or 4 in each one with on each side.
Do you remember the address of the house?
Oh, man. It was the first house we moved into once my folks split. I lived across from my best friend, Avery Garmeyer, who we would play with each other every day. He'd come over and play Madden after school, and he would throw my controller and then get up and leave. What did we play? We played checkers one day, and he was beating me, and I just went, boop, 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 king me, and I flipped the board, and he tackled me down the stairs, and we fought, and we scratched each other. I still have a scratch. Look at that. That's from Avery Garmeyer's.
Look at that.
Look at that. That's a scar on my hand from his nail. I used to call him Tony the Tiger.
From a checker fight.
From a checker fight. And his dad looked like the dad from Howard the Duck. And I remember he opened the door, and I ran out and slammed it into him. Avery was, their family was wild. Like, his dad had not seen his brother in 20 years, and his brother came over for Thanksgiving.
And you were there?
I'm sitting there. My mom and I were over there. My sister was in boarding school, and we're sitting there, and I just go, it's quiet. And I was like, I always remember hearing, like, asking people who they voted for was a way to strike up conversation. And it was a really lull moment in the dinner. So I just go, who's everybody voting for? And this is like 94, 95. And my buddy's dad, Democrat, his brother, Republican, and they proceeded to get into the craziest 90-minute fight where food was thrown, punches were thrown, brother leaves.
All because of you.
All because of me.
And he hadn't seen him in 20 years.
Hadn't seen him in 20 years. And my buddy's brother goes, you had to say it, didn't you? And he goes, and I'm like, again, I'm like 12. And I was like, and his mom was so sweet. She's like, it was bound to happen, but next time just shut the fuck up, you know? Just eat the turkey that we made.
Just eat the fucking turkey.
And so we had all these, we had two really cute girls when we were in seventh grade that were in eighth grade living in our neighborhood. And we would all, for whatever reason, they had a crush on my buddy's brother. So I'd always go to his house. And then we had a trampoline in Avery's backyard. He did. And then we put it under the basketball hoop and played tramp basketball. And then some nights we would sleep on the trampoline because it was nice Seattle summer nights. And these girls, we all hung out with them one time, and I'm over across the street with my single mom and some of the, you know, if we, this is a shout out to old Honeydew episodes, but the glass blower was probably coming over the next morning to do something. And I had bags of leaves in the front yard, and my mom was always like, you know, you got to rake the leaves, you know, you're the man of the house, you got to keep the yard clean for us, whatever. I would spend hours bagging leaves. And these bitches, these eighth grade girls that we had crushes on, we'd all hang out till 3-4 in the morning, and then they'd leave. And I think one of the kids in our group like got to make out and maybe finger one of them. Something happened, and the rest of us were just like, "Dude, just tell us what it tastes like, smells like, whatever. Just give us something. Give us something, man. You know." And then I wake up the next morning. I walk back home, and all the bags of leaves, 15 bags of leaves, are dumped out on my lawn, and the house is egged. And I wake up, I walk over there, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And my mom's like, just outside with a fucking like mop and towels. And she goes, get the cleaning. She goes, I get it. She goes, kids are kids, but this is, I mean, and it was a lot of eggs. We're not just talking like they found 3 or 4 eggs in the fridge. No, they went shopping. And then bags of leaves. I've never been so angry. And we get to school on Monday, and I'm just like,
do you know who did it at that point?
Oh, yeah. Because we hung out with all of them. And they're all giggling, how are the leaves and whatever. And they were so hot that I still was just like, it was, you know what? I needed to rebag them anyway, you know?
So hot on the side, we got scrambled eggs. So it's all good. You know what I mean?
Just took a pan out, wait for those eggs to slide off the side.
Slid down.
Yeah. So then I finally go, fuck this, dude. I got to get back at these girls. So we go down to Albertsons one night, the one that I would eventually start working at. And nobody can drive yet. So we would walk late at night to like people's houses. We'd walk 30, 40 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half to a different area. Lake Forest Park was pretty safe, you know, but there was an area away from Turtle Rock that got into downtown Lake Forest Park. And they called it, it was a weird like, not alley. It was like it was called Rapist Lane at some point because somebody I never actually even thought about that.
Yeah.
Because somebody got fiddled and diddled down there and they didn't want to be. There also was like a mall Santa that lived at the top of that thing. And he actually got arrested one year because he was, not asking kids what they wanted, but just instead of just giving it to them. That's what I heard. Yeah. And it was national news and whatever, but he lived around the corner. And so, so we're walking down Rapist Lane all the way to Aaron Zabukabek's house. Aaron Zabukabek.
What a name.
Aaron Zabukabek.
What is that? Zabukabek.
I want to say Russian or Polish, but she had huge boobs and she was 6'4". And she was the first girl. And I danced with her in seventh grade at the dance. And I remember my head just being right. I rested my chin in her cleavage and looked out being like, this is the greatest day of my life. And she's like, don't talk to me. And then, cut to a year later. She's a part of the fucking hot girl crew. I'm going to throw out all the names. Diana Kiefer, Nicolette Dresback. Oh, my God. These girls looked like they already had OnlyFans accounts. And they were just popular, and they were hot, and everybody was like, whoa, they were athletic. And so Zabukabek was kind of leading the charge on the egging of my house that night. So I'm like, fuck this, dude. It's time for payback on the way back. And so we go down to Albertsons and I took money from my mom's purse and we got some money from whatever. We bought, no joke, about 500 rolls of toilet paper. And the guy who was the night manager, who ended up becoming a really good buddy of mine, shout out to Eddie Lord, who was the night manager. We're coming down there. It's about 11:30 before they close. And he's like, you guys really got a shit tonight, huh? Makes him a little joke like that, which I then learned too, when I became a checker at Albertsons, like the small talk banter you make with customers is so like you're pulling from products usually. Most people, when you're checking the grocery store, you know, the conversations would be like, oh, hey, how's your day going? Oh, it's pretty good. Hey, the sun's out today. Yeah, yeah. Hope it stays out. Yeah, me too. But you know how Seattle is. The sun will probably go down and here come the clouds. Well, that's how weather works. Hey, you don't have a gun you can put in our mouths, do you? You know, just yeah. really stale, going nowhere conversation. Yeah. So I would pull from products. I'd be like, hey, Chapstick, look at that. Well, you got to keep your lips hydrated. It's getting pretty dry out there. Hey, Pop-Tarts. I'm more of a strudel guy. But hey, game recognizes game. Hey, Lube, what are you going to do to those Pop-Tarts later? All right, $6.75. And so Eddie's checking through all this toilet paper and he's like, you guys gonna have some fun tonight, huh? We're like, hell yeah. And then later, 2 years later, I worked there. We reminisce about that. He's the shit. We walk about 2 hours, Rye.
With all the toilet paper.
Everyone's carrying like a giant, 24 pack. And we go to Aaron Zabukabek's and her house was set up to be teepeed. Now teeping at this point in the 90s in Seattle was a thing. The egging of the house was also happening. People would also do a thing, and we did it a few times, unfortunately.
Eggs will fuck up your paint, though. And break a window if you get one right.
1,000. We also would do the thing sometimes where we'd drive up and grab the garbage can outside the front and just drive and drag it and then just let it go. And, it was fun. And then one time I bought a scream mask, and we went to one of our buddy's girlfriend's place because she was home alone and went up and like shined a flashlight in the window and was like, that was pretty nasty. So here we are at Aaron Zabukabek's, and she's got every tree imaginable and they're all like 80 footers. So we're like, oh, if we can get some good distance and get a few stretches going on, we're going to cover her house. We spent, no joke, about 2.5 hours and used every roll of toilet paper.
Just chalking them like
that. And her dad called everyone's parents, just being like, what the fuck? And just going off. And all the parents were just collectively like, yeah, I mean, they egged the Ray's house. So, Puddin's by herself. She's dealing with a glassblower boyfriend. Life isn't going according to plan. So you brought this upon yourself. And I remember that being like a really victorious day. And I remember one of the hot girls said to somebody like, we were going to all go to the dance with you guys and now you fucked it up or something, like trying to give us like you fucked up. But I felt pretty good about it. It was really satisfying. Teeping a house is oddly satisfying.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. Yeah. Egging is too. I ain't gonna lie.
Egging is not. Yeah. It's Try fun. Burning it down. Yeah. No. Arson's the best. Yeah. No.
We had, my mother was when she was cheating on my dad, she dated this old guy. And we used to get the water. Oh, man. If she was in her 30s, he had to be in his 60s. Oof. We had the water balloon launcher.
Oh, my God. The pullback.
The three person. You had one on the left, one on the right, and a person in the middle.
Yeah,
report.
It's the, what do you call it? It's the slingshot.
The water balloon slingshot. Wow. But it was not on a stick. It was, you held it. Something like this. It was more crude. It wasn't exact. But you see how one person get.
Oh, my God. Dude. $11 on Amazon for the greatest weekend of your life.
And we would go to his house at night. And from the hilltop, we would just bomb it. And we'd be breaking windows.
Of course you would.
And then we'd just haul ass out.
I'm sure you heard a couple thuds. Who knows?
There it is right there. That's super happening.
Super stretch.
That motherfucker would send those water balloons over 200 feet, way more.
I remember the first post-divorce toy my mom bought me was a Super Soaker 2000. It was like the Super Soaker decided to add a couple more barrels and give you a little bit more bang for your buck.
Looks like the fucking Proton pack over there.
Look at that thing. Not legal in 7 countries.
That looks like you got one parent.
Yeah.
That is a toy.
Mom's like, you're protecting both of us with this now. You're the man of the house. Yeah, with no dad. Oh, man. You know what? And I got this on the same day that my mom got a used piano because I told her I wanted to take piano lessons. So she was just stepping up. She was like, I'm working 4-5 jobs at one point. I'm going to make sure that you can, she made me do things like sell candy for the baseball uniforms, which, by the way, asking a fat kid to sell candy.
I never did either. I ate them all and just put the money in there.
Dude,
I never sold any. I ate them all.
I was the top seller. There we go. North King County Little League.
Did you wear camo pants?
Did you know I was a male model in 1993? Look at the hair under the hat. My mom, by the way, goes, lean up against this tree for a picture. And this is right before my coach, Mr. Drew, who had dinosaur arms. Remember the people that had little arms like this?
Yeah,
Mr.
I do.
Drew, shout out. I think he's still alive. He would drive, which scared everybody. He'd leave the game and go, all right, guys, have a good day.
Two
Everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing? He had two dinosaur T-Rex arms. And I remember during this game.
How the hell is he playing coach of Bay?
Bro, it's still a mystery to me. He didn't play catch. Nope. He'd come up behind you and go, dude, great job.
He can't even wave you around third base or nothing.
No, he didn't. But he would do, dude, he would do this, and he would come up and give you a hug, and we'd all laugh about it. We're kids, and you have dinosaur arms, and you're trying to hug us. It's funny.
Oh,
and during this game, there was a lightning storm, and he goes, everybody huddle under this tree real quick before for a team meeting. And I remember all the parents. I remember one of my friend's dad, Rob Nielsen, he goes, what the fuck are you talking about, Coach Drew? Because he was like, lightning under a tree? And he goes, real quick, team meeting. And then I remember a kid, Morgan Nielsen, got a triple, and Mr. Drew calls it, has our team, and we won the game. And Morgan was as big as me, if not bigger. And he goes, Morgan, come on up here. And he's putting his arms around him, and Morgan's looking at us, going like this with his eyes, like he's hugging me, like making a face. And Mr. Drew goes, Morgan's the fattest kid on the team, and he got a triple. And everyone starts laughing. And I'm just like, finally, take some of the attention off of Krispy Kreme. And so,
off of my titties.
And so I would eat all the candy. And I remember one day at Turtle Rock, actually, we were living in Turtle Rock then, and I went to a house near Diana Kiefer, one of the Hot Girls' houses, and a dog got out and chased me, and I ran all the way home with two boxes of Kit Kats and Reese's peanut butter cups. And at one point, the dog chased me. And by the way, I had gone up the hill. I used to always threaten my mom, too. I was like, I'm going to run away from home. When it was just mom, sister, and I, and things got tough and tense. And, you know, she was dating a guy that brought over, after I got the used piano and we got piano lessons, the guy came over. He quit after three lessons because I go, just teach me the Jurassic Park theme song. I want to impress girls in the fifth grade during the lunch at the lunchroom piano. And so he's like, you got to learn Fairleigh's. I was like, nah, man, Beverly Hills Cop theme song. And then he quit. And then my mom's boyfriend at the time got me a saxophone. He's like, I heard you like music. And he brought over a saxophone. By the way, the reed was still wet. It was a used saxophone.
Ew.
So I opened it up. I opened it up, and it was a used saxophone. And it smelled, the case smelled. He's like, I got it from Kennelly Keys. Jealous? And I was like, I don't think you paid for this. And I think they just gave it to you. They said, who wants it? He's like, hey, man, I'm fucking this this woman's, I'm fucking this single mom. You got any used saxophone? Yeah.
He took it
from another family, probably. And so it's used saxophone. And I was like, no, thanks.
Oh.
But so I used to, it was tough times because you know, my mom was just dating around and I'm getting chased by dogs. I dropped all the candy in the middle of the street. My mom was like, you need that candy. We can't buy more. I was like, I was going to get fucking eaten by the Kiefer's dog. And I used to always threaten her to run away from home because I was like, it was my way. I mean, just a little punk kid. I think I was stressed, you know, and I remember my mom saying one point, she was like, you're really going to run away from home? Fucking, you know, you're a fucking fat kid. And it's we have a 40 inch incline out of the cul-de-sac. Like, that's a fat kid's kryptonite. She didn't say that, but she was just like, you're not going anywhere. And she would always suck me back in. She's like, we're going to have spaghetti and meatballs for dinner. And I was like, tomorrow morning after spaghetti, I'm leaving, you know? Yeah. I'd always change my tune. She's like, all right, well, you got the soccer bank. We're going to Shakey's Sunday afternoon. Alert the press in 3 days time. Yeah.
Dude, I love you. Thank you. We got to get you out of here.
Okay, great.
Get going.
Yeah, no, man.
I mean, I could go forever.
I could do this. This is the best new show, baby.
Thank you, you've
struck a chord.
Thank you.
Colin Isle, let's put up his Instagram real quick.
And promote whatever, please.
Again, like and subscribe my special. Like and subscribe on my YouTube channel right now. Go see it. Share it. Enjoy it. I'm on tour, AdamRayComedy.com for all those tour dates. A Dr. Phil live tour will be announced in the coming days. But all the Dr. Phil specials are on YouTube. Just type in Dr. Phil Adam Ray on YouTube and check them out. Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, Adam Ray Comedy. And About Last Night is the podcast. And I love you, Ray.
I love you, bro.
Thanks for making
time. Come back anytime.
You got it, baby.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are on my website at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.